Previously on Beer Coasters.
Let's crack it.
A little roasted roastiness.
Get that damn fluffy beer out of my face.
You didn't reach across the bar and smack him across the face and say, drink local, damn it.
See how clever we are?
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I'm your host this week. This is Mike from Boston in San Diego, California. And with me this week is
Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And Chris in Dallas, Texas.
All right. All right.
Everybody's here this, for episode folks,
Episode 100! That's right. 100 episodes of the Beer Coasters Podcast.
Did you think we'd make it this far?
I know.
It's like, no.
We are celebrating with our centennial show with beers made with centennial hops.
Nice.
See how clever we are?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, for the fermentation conversation this week, we are going to try Stone IPA.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, and for tasting flights this week, Toby, what are you trying?
I am trying the Hopportunity Knox from Caldera Brewing.
Ooh, how about you, Chris?
I am trying a new brewery this week.
Ooh.
I am trying the Witchmaker Rye IPA from Jester King Brewing.
Weichmakers. Nice. I think it's pronounced Weichmaker.
No, the bottle's got a big witch on the front, so I'm pretty sure it's Witchmaker.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Cool. And I'm going to try Long Trail. This is their Brewmaster Series. This is their Centennial Red, an Imperial Red Ale from Long Trail Brewery.
Very good.
Yeah. And then, same rundown of the show as every week. For you new listeners, we got, I don't know what we got for Hop Topics this week. Do we have anything? We got to talk a little bit about American Craft Beer Week, I think.
Yeah.
And I had a little, some adventures at the Stones Equinox. We'll talk a little bit about that.
Adventures.
Kind of that last weekend. So, yeah, then we'll have a little tweet of the week. Some backwash and then last call. But first off, we drink some beer.
Oh, I'm all for that.
Me too.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna drink some beer. Yeah, this is a fermentation conversation.
Escondido.
Not necessarily right. The 100th FC, but
no, but it is the 100th episode, and that's what's important right now. Damn it! So for this week, as mentioned in the intro, we are trying Stone's IPA. This is an India Pale Ale from Stone Brewery out of Escondido, California.
Yay.
Their website is www.stonebrew.com. The ABV on this beer is 6.9%, and the IBUs are 77. Rate Beer rates this 100 out of 100. Beer Advocate users rate this an A, and the Ahlstrom Brothers rate it an A as well.
Crack it. Wow. You know, I heard Greg Cook recently say that this is their number one selling beer.
Over the Arrogant Bastard?
Yeah. I was surprised too. I was like, what? But that's what he said.
Well, this was really, I mean, they said this was first released back in 97.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been around a little while.
Hops.
Nice head.
Right away, hops. Nice. Yeah, I got like two.
Yeah, nice thick, solid finger head.
I got two fingers.
The hop variety in this is Columbus, Chinook, and, of course, Centennial.
Nice golden.
Oh, yeah, did we even mention why Centennial? I mean, we were focusing in on the Centennial hops.
Yeah, I mentioned show, it right? in the
So all of our beers have the Centennial hops in them.
Yep. Every single one of them. If not, we failed and we're fired.
Smells yummy. Smells hoppy.
The hop aroma coming off of this is so nice.
Reminds it's kind of a combination, of a, too, of like a floral and citrusy.
Yeah. Reminds me of San Diego.
I got to take a sip. No, I have about a Yeti Fingers left worth ahead. I still have to take a sip here.
Taking a sip, yeah!
This is one tasty guy.
It's got
a nice hop bite.
Yeah, really nice hop kind of zing to it.
Citrusy.
A little bit of dryness.
Mm.
It's not as carbonated in the mouthfeel as I thought it was going to be.
It's also actually, not as bitter as I was expecting it to be.
It's actually very soft.
I almost kind of feel like the pale ale has more bitterness than this does.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Nice balance, though. There's still that really good sweet cracker, honey, like a honey cracker type in the background, but with that really forward hop bitterness in the front.
Yeah, there's just some really nice citrus notes going on and that piney bitterness.
I'm getting some kind of orangey flavors in there, too.
I'm sure I've had this before, but it's just one of those things where, you know, when I think Stone, when I'm shopping for Stone beers, I usually pass this one up because it's just an IPA, you know? It's like, well, right. I've had so many IPAs before, I'll go with the more, you know, interesting, limited release stuff that I see from Stone. So I usually pass this one up, but I'm sure I've probably had it on tap somewhere or...
Oh, I'm sure.
At a barbecue and or something.
I think we do that, you know, not even thinking, like, we think, oh, you know, it's just an IPA, but we got to think that, I mean, this is the style that we were really turned on to. You know, this was an IPA.
Well, this is
so it's all the. I mean,
yeah. I mean, this style is what blew up the craft beer market. I mean, when you think of sort of the craft beer geeks, this is the style of the craft beer geek.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about your hopheads, and it's all about the IPA.
Yeah.
Well, this just to me, this just screams San Diego. So, like the three of us,
absolutely
being in San Diego drinking craft beer when it was first starting to really, you know, grow and pick up, that this may be the first time people were introduced to the style was through Stone, Ballast Point, Pizza Port, places like that.
But yeah,
this
but Stone
type
above.
Of hop combination to me reminds me of San Diego.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's got that really, I keep saying absolutely for some reason. I don't know why.
It does.
It's a total West Coast IPA. It's like a textbook West Coast IPA.
Absolutely.
And I'm enjoying it on the West Coast.
Look at you.
Would you guys pair this with anything?
Yes.
I had some curry for lunch, and it was the like murg masala curry with chicken, and it's kind of like almost like a tomato based curry.
Uh-huh.
It's just really interesting, and it's got some good heat on it, and I think would go really well with this beer.
I would
actually wish I had it with my lunch.
Vietnamese banh mi sandwich.
Huh.
Oh. Getting fancy.
So it's usually like banh mi. Like a pulled pork or some sort of meat with usually some pickled kind of vegetables and some cilantro and some spices in there.
Nice.
And
whoa.
All on a roll.
I was going to say anything beer battered, but I would actually go with fish tacos, some battered fish tacos.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys get a chance to check it out, Stone's India Pale Ale.
Sweet.
Hop Topics up next.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
Got it.
Are we all right?
Welcome to Hop Topics.
Thanks,
Toby. What do you want to talk about this week? Or Chris, what do you want to talk about this week?
Go ahead, Toby. A
little bit of American Craft Beer Week or some Stone or what?
Well, it is winding down. This is the last day of American Craft Beer Week. If you're listening to this when the show comes out on Friday the 22nd. So hopefully everybody got out and participated and did something cool and supported their local brewery. You know, that's awesome. That's the whole point. You know, maybe you converted somebody over to drinking some craft beer. That's another good thing. So we also wanted to talk about a couple of breweries and their first quarter growth. Stone, you know, we're drinking Stone right now.
We are.
They had 42% increase in quarter one already.
That is insane.
Recently at the Craft Brewers Conference, they said that 14 out of the top 40 were above 30% in growth in already this quarter.
Nice. That's unbelievable.
So, yeah, pretty cool. And it's just, it's funny. I mean, I know that Stone is always coming out and they're always launching these new things, but I wonder why all of a sudden now, this year, has it just like shot up? I mean, that's a huge increase.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know that hasn't been happening in previous years, though.
Right. Have they always just been every year?
Well, because like Dog,
up 40%.
Dogfish Head had an increase of what, 25% this year?
25% in the first quarter. Yeah.
In the first quarter, which is actually, you know, it's still a 25% increase, but in previous years they've been doing like 30-50% increase.
Wow.
So it's still an increase, but it's a smaller increase.
It seems like almost, like, I can't imagine having businesses like that and increasing that, I mean, that kind of volume. That's,
well, that's actually,
it just sounds
crazy.
I've been hearing a lot of stuff lately about breweries cutting distribution to certain regions because they can't
meet the
demand. You know?
Yep.
Yeah, they're sticking with their more popular audience, I guess, where they're, you know, and then they're cutting some of the places that are less, you know, in demand, but still in demand. So,
yeah,
like they can't keep up, you know, which is a good thing. I mean, it sucks to the people that can no longer get those beers anymore, but it's a good thing overall, you know, for the industry.
Well, and a lot of those breweries, you know, they could keep up with demand, but in the process would sacrifice in quality. And,
right,
you know, that's one of the things that Sam came out and said was that, you know, we need to pull back because we don't want to compromise on quality.
Yeah.
Well, that's good though that, you know, that you get in the craft brewers that are kind of doing that. And that's kind of amazing that you can get that kind of growth when they're not really, you know, decreasing the quality of the product, which happens with a lot of companies.
But that's why I think they are getting the growth, is because they have enough integrity to do that.
Yeah.
I had one little bit of an update for our Dark Lord aficionados, so to speak. I guess the Dark Lord for this year is going to have several different variations on it.
Uh-huh.
So Dark Lord Day is next Saturday, I believe. So the Saturday, not tomorrow if you're listening to this on the day it came out, but the next Saturday.
The 29th.
Yeah, and so pulled this article from beernews.org, and they have a picture of the Dark Lord Brandy Barrel Dark Lord with vanilla beans.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, vanilla.
And so the deal with the Dark Lord is you have to go, in order to get a bottle, you actually have to go to the event.
The Dark Lord is your soul, really.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
It just about is. You have to go to the event, which is Dark Lord Day. It's basically a beer festival. You have to buy the beer there. And the thing is, not everybody's going to be able to buy it because they have limited numbers. So there's actually a lottery that you enter for the chance to be able to buy it. It's not like it's a lottery that you then win and you get it.
The
you just get the chance to buy
for
it.
A lottery.
Just get the chance. Yeah. Now you have the chance.
Okay, so you win this first lottery, so now we get to put your name in a hat, and then...
But some of the other breweries that will be at the Dark Lord Day, the Brewery, Pizza Port, Dogfish Head, Founders, Schlafle. Victory, Goose Island, and a bunch of other ones.
I think it's Schlafly.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Or Schlafly.
I like Schlafly.
So, and I don't know if I said it or not, but Three Floyds is the one that does the Dark Lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dark Lord Day. Oh, and I had one more announcement. So I'll probably reiterate it back when we're in the last call. But North Texas Beer Festival coming up May 14th. We actually finally get a beer festival.
Yay!
So all my people here in the middle of the country, make your way to May 14th.
Sweet.
In Plano.
Awesome,
here in
dude.
Texas.
Right down the street from me.
That's cool, man.
Anyway.
All right.
Yeah. I want to drink some more beer.
Well, let's start our tasting flights coming up next.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Alrighty, folks.
Alrighty.
This is Toby out west in Las Vegas. Issue number 100. Centennial,
so sure about
baby. Uh-huh. So I am sticking with the centennial theme. I have a single hop beer here. It's the Centennial Hops. The beer is Hopportunity Knox.
That's right. I get it.
Hopportunity Knox. It's from Caldera Brewing Company out of Ashland, Oregon. This is from their Caldera Kettle series, which is a limited small batch seasonal release. Don't know what season, but small batch. Like I said, they're from Ashland, Oregon. They've been brewing since 1997. You can find them on the internet, www.calderabrewing.com. The style is an IPA at 6.8% ABV with 100-plus IBUs.
Ooh,
like I said, the hops are Centennial. The malts are Premium Two-Row, Munich, and Crystal. Rate Beer gave this an 86 out of 100 with a B from the Beer Advocate users. Cracking it.
Crack that biznatch.
Oh, yeah.
Glug, glug.
Ooh, it's a little cloudy. It's got about a half finger ahead. Oh, very cloudy. A reddish copper, like a rust color, almost. Very, very cloudy. Can't see through it at all. On the news. Whoa, that's some stank. Ooh, it's not very hoppy, but there's more of a, almost like an oatmeal type malt character.
What do they use? They use
real, real stinky, funky malt.
Munich and Crystal.
I am picking up a little bit of hops, like a little earthy, piney kind of hop.
That is a lot of IBUs for
6.1. Kind of scared.
Oh, no, wait, this is Hopportunity, not 100 plus. Well, it's only 6.8%.
Plus. Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm going to take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Big grain, like real toasted grain, malt, real big mouthfeel. It's not very bitter. I don't know if that's because we just came from the Stone IPA.
From a stone. Stone.
To this.
Stone, I don't think the Stone is over 100, though.
No, it was only like 77 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that you can't even detect over 100 anyways. The human palate can't even detect over 100. So
that's why they just
like
put 100
plus. Once you get
plus.
Up there. Yeah. Yeah, not very bitter. I mean, there is a bitterness in the finish. The aftertaste, there's a very like dry, piney bitterness. But it's mostly this funky... Now, the bitterness is there. I mean, it's... Don't get me wrong. This is leaning towards the towards a big beer. Like, almost imperial. Like, an almost an imperial IPA.
Yeah. Does it have
big,
that little bit
mouthfeel.
Of the creaminess and the maltiness that a double has? Or
There is a little creaminess. It's just not... It's not kicking you in the face with hops. Like, you see 100 plus. They talk about...
We've all been kicked in the face by hops, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it feels like.
It just says, like, a blank pile of Centennial hops with a big beer to back it up. That's what they say, so... I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, it is bitter.
What'd you pair
for a food pairing, I'm thinking, like, roast beef sandwich.
Huh.
Like some spicy mustard.
Spicy mustard.
Gina doesn't believe me. Gina's Googling... My factoid about the
about
human palate and bitterness units.
This can't possibly be over 100.
She's trying to debunk me.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the roast beef sandwich with some spicy mustard.
All right.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So that's the Hopportunity Knox Ale from Caldera Brewing Company, Ashland, Oregon, baby.
And now representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
All right. Happy 100.
Yeah, baby.
So for my tasting flight this week, I am trying a new brewery. I am trying a beer from Jester King. It's a new brewery out of Austin, Texas. Very cool looking brewery so far.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I'm just getting to look at those labels
now. They have some awesome labels. And not only from the art, which is awesome in and of itself, but they put like a lot of information on the label, which I love. Like, you know, original gravity, final gravity, alcohol, IBUs, all the ingredients, lots of good stuff. So kudos to them for that. The beer that I'm trying today is their Witchmaker, which is a rye India Pale Ale. Yeah, like I said, this is Jester King Brewery out of Austin, Texas. The website is www.jesterkingbrewery.com. Style is a rye IPA. ABV on this beer is 6.6%. IBUs of 81. Malts they use, they use an organic two-row, malted rye, and carapils. For hops, they use Warrior, Cascade, of course, Centennial. And they use a hop called Falconer's Flight, which I haven't heard of.
Never heard of it. Somebody's splitting seeds, man. Yep.
And the yeast is a dry English ale yeast.
Got some hydro.
Quick, interesting note.
Some hydroponic.
Quick, interesting note on it. It says on their website, as part of its commitment to sustainability, the slow food movement, and Texas, Jester King Beer uses as many organic and local ingredients as possible and will soon be brewed with harvested rainwater.
Wow.
And actually, on this label, it says that it was brewed with nearly 3 pounds of hops per barrel and that it uses, where'd it go? Harvested rain and filtered hill country well water.
Crazy.
Craziness. I'm cracking it.
That's a lot of head.
It's a lot of head. I got like 3-4 fingers. I think these are bottle conditioned ales. These are bottle conditioned ales. It's got a kind of brown, almost grayish color to it. It's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Looks pretty clear. Is it clear?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. It was a reflection I saw.
Yeah. No, it's very...
Yeah, stroke it, baby.
Oh, you like that?
Taking beer pouring to a whole new level.
So, on the nose, very nice floral characters from the hops and a nice forward rye aroma. Oh, yeah.
Nice spices.
Nice spices.
So your spices are very nice, yes.
So a little bit of that sort of, you know how with rye you get kind of that anise or sort of licorice aroma?
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of that in there. All right, taking a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Very interesting. Some nice piney bitterness. A little bit of grapefruit. And that rye is there. This is very smooth. It's got a really kind of even keel on the flavor. It's got a nice bite, but it's very even. I don't know if that makes sense, but
it's like it's locking down and it won't let go.
That's right.
Like an alligator lizard.
Better than banging witches. Although I don't really know that it is better.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I poured a little bit more and it's foaming up. So yeah, I really enjoy this beer. It's got some nice floral characters and nice piney, more piney than citrusy, but still has some grapefruit characters in there. And then the rye has a nice spice to it that's really enjoyable. If I was gonna pair this with something, gotta go with a pastrami on rye.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. That would go with some nice I'm going to take a car to Toby's, some nice spicy mustard.
Sweet.
So yeah, that's the Witchmaker from Jester King Brewery out of Austin, Texas.
Sorry, folks, but during this last segment, Mike's audio went dead, which really sucks because he said some pretty funny things. You know, stuff about banging witches and things of that sort. So, moving on. Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
All right. Welcome to my tasting flight. This is Mike from Boston. I'm representing the East Coast, even though I'm here in the West Coast this week. I am trying Long Trail Brewery, and this is their Brewmaster series. This is their Centennial Red. This is an Imperial Red Ale from Long Trail Brewery out of Bridgewater Corners, Vermont. And their website is www.longtrail.com.
That is one long trail.
The ABV on this beer is 7.9%. The IBUs are 55. Rate beer rates this a 91 out of 100. Beer Advocate users rate this a B, and the Allstrom brothers have not tried this beer. Cracking it.
These are the guys that you tried the double bag.
Double bag, right? Yep. These are the double bag guys.
Double bag.
And that's part of their regular lineup. That was a strong ale, I believe.
They got a fancy Brewmaster limited edition series.
I've had a few double bags in my life, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Not really. Not really.
So this is, it's red. We're talking ruby red. It's a really nice red color for a red ale.
What did you say?
I said it's a really nice ruby red color. It's like a really good color for a red ale.
I thought I heard some curse words.
Oh, no curse words.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So I got about a little over a finger of head, almost a finger and a half. Big fluffy off-white on the nose. I get some, there's a caramel. You know, I forgot to mention the ingredients on this one, and because it's kind of it's coming out in the aroma. For malts, they use caramel, roasted barley, and chocolate. And for hops, they use Centennial, of course, hence the name, Nugget and Chinook. And I'm getting really caramel, almost like a caramel lemon.
Caramel lemon. Whoa.
Yeah. Little bit of nutty strange character in there. I gotta take a sip.
Sip it then.
You gotta.
Taking a sip, yeah.
I gotta.
Best be taking a sip.
Ooh, good.
Ooh, good.
I'm getting a little bit of that, welcome that to the roasted
caveman
malt in there.
Beer Coasters good. Podcast. Yeah. Ooh, good. Ooh, good.
Me like. Beer good. I'm getting some of that caramel and a little bit of that roastedness. I get that little bit almost like a cocoa on the tongue, but it's very faint. Nice, nice aroma on this. It's got kind of a creaminess on the mouthfeel, too. And got a little bit of sweetness in the middle. And it kind of finishes nice and dry. I like the maltiness, though. I like a good red ale. Like it's got some good malt backbone in there.
So this is categorized as a red?
You know, Beer Advocate calls it...
American Amber Red Ale.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's classified as the... Which still, I see a lot more amber lagers and then red ales. I don't think you see as many of the amber ales or a red lager,
Ooh, a red lager. Interesting.
Homebrew, perhaps?
Isn't that what Red Stripe is?
Not quite.
No.
Hooray beer!
Hooray beer! If I'm going to pair this with anything...
Red Stripe.
I think some spicy... chicken wings, but not like a buffalo. I'm talking like maybe a spicy barbecue sauce would go well with this. I'm really liking the flavors that are kind of bouncing back and forth between citrus and caramel. Kind of nice. You get a chance, check it out. This is Long Trail's Brewmaster Series Centennial Red Ale.
Sentinel.
Rubes says, I've got beer, a short story about time travel, and a comfy seat in a spacious bar playing awesome music. 100% satisfied. It's the dream of the week! Dream of the week! It's the dream of the week! Dream of the week, yeah!
All right, everybody, last call!
That's right, folks, the last call for alcohol. First up is pint ratings. Toby, what you got?
Well, let's see. I'm pretty excited that I get to go first. For the Stone IPA, I really enjoyed this IPA. To me, this is how everybody should view the Southern California India Pale Ale. Not necessarily the West Coast India Pale Ale, but if anybody wants to know what SoCal beers taste like, I would hand them a Stone IPA and say, okay, start here. yeah. It's excellent, man. It's great. It's hoppy. It's very drinkable. I don't know if I would like get a keg of it for a party, because I know there'd be a lot of people who'd be like, wow, this is really bitter. Oh,
this is too hoppy bitter. You guys have like some raspberry beers?
Yeah, have any like hard lemonade? but it's great. So I'm gonna go 5 pints.
Ding.
Nice.
Wow, 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 wow. And you know me, I don't hand out 5 pints like they're, I don't know, money.
Like they're like they're money.
Because I'm always handing out money. Here you go. I'm always making it rain. No, nice. I make it hail.
What about your
I make it hail. I throw coins.
What about...
okay,
what about your opportunity
my
knocks?
My tasting flight today, which was the Caldera Hopportunity Knocks. Yeah, it came knocking on my door. I enjoyed its visit.
Come and knock on my door.
Who got a beer knocking on my door? The thing about this beer is... I'm sorry, I might take a little while on this one, but... I really appreciate this beer. It's not like an excellent beer. You know, I wouldn't like send people out, oh, you got to pick up a bottle of this Hopportunity Knox. It's awesome. It's good. But the thing that I like about it is that it when you drink it, you can sense the handcraftedness, you can sense the small batch. It excites me in these ways of like, this is a craft beer that I'm drinking. And it's not necessarily like a kick-ass craft beer, but it's a craft beer, and it's good. So I think I'm just going to go with 3.5. You guys know what I'm saying?
I do.
You have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I think I have an idea. But I've been practicing my lying lately.
I don't...
You're getting very good at it.
See, I don't know that I would send people out to get this and recommend it, but I can really appreciate it. So,
nice.
Here you go.
Cool. How about you, Chris? What's your pint rating?
How about me,
this week,
Chris,
on a 100th episode?
So for the Stone IPA, yeah, I'm right there with Toby. It is the quintessential, and I would say West Coast IPA. I mean, I wouldn't even just say Southern California, but obviously Southern California is a...
There's going to be some people in Oregon that are very upset with you right now.
I don't care. When I think of West Coast beers, I don't think of Oregon. I think of California and Southern California. Yeah, I mean it's a great, great IPA. It, yeah, so 5 pints.
Whoa.
For my
Mike's got the pressure. Yep. Mike is feeling the pressure.
For my Jester King Witchmaker, formerly the Witch Banger. I find it interesting that they went from banging witches to making them. I guess that's what happens.
Well, yeah.
Well, when you bang, you make. That's how it works.
That's right. Boys and girls. And
that's something we all learned.
A little birds and bees lesson from the Beer Coasters podcast.
Before you make a witch, you gotta bang a witch. One.
Oh, man.
And the more you know...
I really enjoyed this beer quite a bit. I like the... I've never had a rye IPA before, so... And the rye flavors really play well with the hops in the IPA. So I think it's a very good little beer. I'm gonna go
good little beer.
4.5 pints.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a very tasty guy.
Very nice.
Alright. So for my pint ratings this week for the Stone IPA, it is, I guess, what you'd call, you know, they mentioned it was kind of like the quintessential West Coast or Southern California, however you want to put it. It's to me, it's kind of like a textbook IPA style for the West Coast, and it's definitely that West Coast because it is different than say your East Coast IPAs. Although some of these East Coast IPAs are getting closer to that, but there's nothing quite like a fresh hop IPA, and this IPA is, besides being some kind of fresh dry hop, version of an IPA, is pretty much like, it's what sets the standard. I shouldn't say the textbook, but this is what you look to when we're talking about IPAs. So I give it a 5 pints as well.
Dang.
Nice.
I have to. It's kind of hard not to because I kind of feel like we're judging IPAs based on an IPA like this one.
Yep.
I think so, man.
So. Yeah. For the Long Trail, this was a very enjoyable red ale. I like red ales, and this one did not disappoint at all. It had a great malt character to it. It surprisingly didn't do that well as far as the rating. I mean, it did okay, but I'm giving it a 4.5. I think it's a really good Imperial Red.
Jabam!
Yeah, so...
Good beers on the show this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't mess around. It's our 100th show. We go big. Or go home. Wait a minute. We are home. Well, at least some of us are home.
You're not home, Paul.
Anyway, no, I'm not home.
You feel like you're home.
It feels like it, yeah. It's the Beer Coasters podcast. Makes me feel at home every week.
Aww.
So, individual shout-outs this week. I just want to mention, because I went to the Stone Equinox over the, I guess it would be last weekend now, if you're listening to this. Had an absolute blast, met some great people, tried some phenomenal beers, some that stick out in my head. I had Moylan's Kilt Lifter in the apple, aged in apple brandy barrels. If those of you who don't know what the Equinox was, it's a barrel-aged beer festival. And that one really stuck out to me. The Smoked Porter in bourbon barrels was really, really good. It was a perfect balance between kind of the bourbon and the smoke. There was tons of other beers, kind of too many to mention.
Tons of tight t-shirts.
Yeah.
What's that? Yes.
Tons of tight t-shirts.
Lots of tight t-shirts there. This is very nice. Some really, really,
and the girls look
really
good too,
beer
right?
offerings, and some that, you know, I will probably never be able to sample again, at least not this year, but possibly next year. So,
are we still talking about beer?
That was cool. I talked to a few people there. Had a blast. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Sweet.
Mike, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
He's just ignoring you.
I was just trying to get trying to get through my segment. I was trying to ignore you, yeah. I thought it did a good job. Thanks.
That was good, very good.
I would say check out Caldera Brewing. They're out of Ashland, Oregon. I've tried them before on the show, so hopefully I will have some more. I can't get them here in Nevada, so maybe when I cruise out to San Diego, I'll be able to pick up some more from these guys. But yeah, man. Cool. CalderaBrewing.com.
Cool. I got a couple. First thing, JesterKingBrewery.com. New brewery out of Texas, up and comers. So far, impressed. So check them out. And then I also wanted to say again about the North Texas Beer Festival coming up. You go to NorthTexasBeerFest.com. You can find information. It's actually kind of a 3-day thing. On the 13th, they're doing a beer and dinner cruise deal, like on a lake. Whoa. Somewhere.
Nice.
And then the 14th is the actual beer festival. It'll be beer sampling as usual, plus they're going to have some live bands, and my understanding is the promoter of this really likes girls in tight clothing, so there'll probably be lots of those as well.
Do you know which breweries are going to be there? Can you tantalize a little bit here? I'm sure if I typed up TexasBeerFest.com, I could.
Yes, I'm sure you could Google it. Like Beer Coaster could be doing right now.
Yeah, I'm just making more work for myself in editing. Yeah. So.
Nice. Great. Good job, Toby. I guess I'll mention a couple more beers that I had at the Open Rocks.
Actually, I'm glad that you made me do that, because it's NorthTexasBeerFestival.com, not NorthTexasBeerFest.com.
Oh. And now don't want to forget the evil.
So here's the deal. I was talking to one of the guys that works at one of the local beer places here, and he said that apparently they can only tell you the beers that are actually sponsors of it.
Aww.
That are going to be there. They can't tell you all the breweries that are actually going to be serving, which seems weird to me, but I don't know Texas law and all that.
Dude, what is up with Texas?
Jeez. I know.
Texas law. Well, you know, in the ass of a ranger.
Some of the beers
are in denial down there.
So Guinness will be there, Franconia, New Belgium, Sam Adams.
No, it's the Rio Grande that separates state, not the Nile.
Boulevard.
Spotsel.
Yeah, I don't. It's Spotsel's not on here.
Texas breweries are sponsored.
There, so,
Rar and Sons.
Sponsored by Texas breweries.
I would assume.
Rar and Sons and stuff.
But yeah, and then they're gonna be doing like homebrew demonstrations and all that. So now we're doing a dance, apparently.
Yes, it's a wrap it up dance.
The wrap it up dance. Toby can edit.
Yeah. I'm editing like 5 minutes out of this anyway.
I know.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Edit.
NorthTexasBeerFestival.com.
Cool. Well, you guys follow us on Twitter. We are Beer Coasters Pod. And you can follow us on Facebook and Untappd. I was all over Untappd last weekend and will continue to be on Untappd. I have a blast. Logging in beers and my location so you guys can follow me and see what I'm drinking.
And stalking.
And yes, toast me and comment and say, all right, dude, time to call a cab.
Cool. If you have any comments, suggestions, if you want to tell us about your favorite beer or your favorite beer bar, you can email us. That's backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also drunk dial us at 339-225-9274 or 339-BACKWASH without the C.
Sweet. And don't forget to check out our Wiggity website. That's beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and also at podcast.com.
Niceness.
For Beer Coaster swag, your shirts and steins and stickers and things, go to www.beercoasterspodcast.com and click on the shop link. We got all kinds of shirts. We got the new URL shirt. that I wore to the Equinox, so check that out. Tell your friends. Thanks for listening. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And don't forget, if you're in Las Vegas, if you go to Aces and Ales, it's a great little beer bar on the east side of town. And if you go to our website, you can click on the Aces and Ales link, and you get a printable free
wild card,
pint.
Bitches.
Yes, that is good for one free pint at Aces and Ales in Las Vegas, Nevada. Check them out on the web, myspace.com/acesales. Or you can just do like acesandales.com or something like that. They're on Facebook. They're on Twitter. Check them out. Don't forget to support your local brewery, which you should have been doing all week for American Craft Beer Week.
That's right.
Support your local brew pub, etc. Drink local because local's fresh, bitches.
And don't drink and drive. This is just dumb. This is
dumb.
Well, that's it, folks. That wraps up our 100th episode of the Beer Coasters podcast, our centennial show.
Here's to another 100.
Cheers, guys.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Another 100.
Cheers to another 100.
Hell yeah. That's some optimism there for you, Chris. Cheers.
And I'm enjoying it on the West Coast. Ah, some flair.
Caldera Brewing Company, Ashland, Oregon, baby.
Don't they make spas?
Well, while you're chilling in the hot tub, crack yourself a bottle of the Hopportunity Knox.
Always do,
baby. Uh-huh. Do you know that all jacuzzis are hot tubs, but not all hot tubs are jacuzzis?
I did know that. And there's really only one that's an actual time machine.
Bazinga! I still am.
Yeah. All right.
We've all been kicked in the face by hops, too.
I've had a few double bags in my life, if you know what I mean.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep that podcast rolling. Keep the podcast rolling. More beer.